This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast. Welcome back to Congo Bongo Island, everybody. Congo Bongo. Oh, yeah. We got a bunch of Kongs and Zards here.
I wish to be a Zard.
You're Moonshine Sabin.
Remember me as a Zard.
You are neither. I wish I had not said that.
Okay, Moonshine Sabin is going to be a lizard for this episode.
Love it.
I am
love
your Dungeon Master Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Zard one Surefoot.
No.
That's right.
We're bringing the bad behavior from Eldermorn back to the Band of Boobs. We will be playing the Band of Boobs today. I know everybody's missed them, and they're back for the holidays, baby. And of course, we've got Emily Axford.
Moonshine Zardbin, Lizard Queen with a streak of mean, and also green, because I guess I'm a lizard now.
Okay. And then, of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Zard Gold the Fifth. Everyone's favorite little buddy who's not afraid to get a little bloody.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say muddy. Okay.
Oh, I'm already muddy because I'm a little lizard. I'm in the mud.
That's right.
Just crawling around down there.
This will be a follow-up to last year's Bananksgiving special.
Which, as I re-listen to it, we make jokes about how it's going to spawn its own its own multi-arc, and here we are.
We are for number two. This is The Empire Strikes Back of the saga. We are establishing a new lore for the Band of Boobs. This is a separate timeline where they go to Congo Bongo Island, so this will not affect the main timeline, but we will be catching up with the boobs when they are level 20.
So does Moonshine Sabin have divination rolls?
She does, yes.
And does she have the thinking cap?
Thinking cap she gave back at the end of, after defeating Theola.
I'm not going to tell you what my divination rolls are.
I have a feeling I know what they are. You don't have a very good poker face. Okay.
So this is, we defeated Theola and then instantly went back to Congo Bongo Island.
So, well, you're not there yet. Let's go ahead, for anyone who hasn't thought every day about the Thanksgiving special, let's go ahead and do a little recap.
What were you doing at that time?
So last time, you went to Congo Bongo Island. You had crash landed on the island after Donkey, Diddy, and Dixie had accidentally pierced your sails while shooting through flying barrels. Funky Kong offered to repair your ship while DK and the others took you to Cranky Kong's cabin. There, he explained that the formerly warring Kongs and lizards were breaking bananas together for a Bananksgiving feast after years of war.
Don't you think it would be splitting bananas, not breaking bananas?
They call it breaking bananas here, but
okay.
Breaking bread, yeah.
You can bring that up with Donkey Kong if you'd like.
I can respect local traditions.
King K. Rool, the king of the Zards, had previously stolen a magic artifact known as the Crystal Coconut and used its power to create the Tropical Freeze, an ice age that killed many of the Kongs. Finally, after DK slew him in combat, they were finally
combat.
Able to broker peace, and thus the Thanksgiving Day feast was upon us. You travel to the location of the feast only for Hard One to get into a fight with DK after refusing to give the ape his initials.
DK got into a fight with me, okay?
It was arguable whose fault it was, but not...
I have many different initials. I didn't know what to say.
I feel like instead of nevertheless, she persisted, the Band of Boobs motto is nevertheless, it escalated. Nevertheless, it escalated.
Who among us hasn't gotten into a big fight after some monogramming?
Hard One won the ensuing wrestling match, asserting dominance over DK and unwittingly establishing himself as the new Donkey Kong.
Regretfully.
It was then on Hard One to broker peace with King Karrule Karaoke, the new head of the Zords. But during a ceremonial breaking of the barrel, a bomb went off, incinerating countless Kongs and Zards.
Oh, Donkey- right. That was tragically real.
Yeah. Donkey Kong returns to find his kingdom in ashes as you noticed Funky Kong flying off with your airship and the Banana Horde in his possession. You confronted Funky, who planned to take his coconut tech company global and hoard the bananas for himself. After an intense battle that included far too much diarrhea and Funky Kong literally incinerating Balnor, you were able to beat him to death and throw him off the airship. As Donkey Kong Country burned below you, you were able to use the power of the crystal coconut to multiply a reincarnation spell, resurrecting the Kongs and Zards killed in the attack, including Balnor, who came back as Balnor Kong. And that is where we are now.
If you needed that recap, then shame on you. Anyone listening?
Yeah, if you don't have that whole recap already tattooed on your forearm so you can look down and remember, then you're naked.
So, over a year has passed since the Thanksgiving incident. This is a separate timeline from the main Bohemia timeline. The only real difference is that Balnor did not leave at the end because he felt too stupid going back to his timeline as Balnor Kong, because he was reincarnated as Balnor Kong. So you're all sitting around Moonshine Stump at the Crick. It's a cool winter night. The nannerflies are buzzing, and you're all sitting around a fire and drinking hot cocoa.
Can I corral the nannerflies to sort of form some Crickmas lights on my stump?
Yeah.
Since we are in that season.
Go ahead and give me an animal handling check.
Okay. First roll.
22, bitch.
A 22?
Wow.
Yeah, with the magical flick of your wrist, there's a little bit of sparkle in the air of red and green, and you see the nannerflies fly through it. They get red and green glows and hover around your stump.
Wow, red for blood and green for bile. That's so impressive.
I don't think it aligns with the humors. I think you were correct about red for blood, but the green is just for the color of grass.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they ate a lot of grass, and now they're glowing.
Also, to nannerflies, bile is yellow.
Oh, my apologies.
Wow. You see a nannerfly throws up a bunch of yellow gunk onto Beverly's lap.
I sit corrected.
Sorry, they've been passing around a stomach flu.
You guys see, after a little bit, you see Balnor Kong, which basically looks like if Diddy Kong had a gray mustache, enters. You see he's holding a stack of letters, and he looks concerned, and he goes, "Hey, guys, listen, so I know last time that we went to Congo Bongo Island, it was kind of a shit show,
very literal shit show. Emphasis on shit.
It was a literal shit show, sort of personally ruined my life. I was incinerated, now I'm Balnor Kong.
Do you remember what it felt like, by the way, getting incinerated?
Yeah, it was just the hottest you could ever possibly be, and then I just saw darkness.
Oh, wow.
You didn't fly to a god or a deity or anything? You didn't reach out? No.
I was just gone. which is crazy.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, I know that gods exist, but you know, just something I think about at night now.
None
anyway,
reached out to you, huh?
Well, the only people who reached out to me is the Kongs, because it turns out that as Balnor Kong, I have been invited to a lot of their family gatherings, and they've been giving me a lot of shit about not coming home for the holidays. You see, he throws down the stack of letters, and he goes, I've been mostly just ignoring these. We skipped Thanksgiving this year, but if we could go just for one night. They've got a thing coming up. It's not a big deal. It's called Cocoa Night. Apparently, it's really important. There's a feast. They use the crystal coconut to make it snow for one night, and then it goes back to being a tropical island in the morning.
That sounds like a shock to the system of all the local fauna and flora.
Hey, look, I don't understand what's going on. I've been a Kong for a year, and I've mostly just been hanging out with you guys, so I don't
know. You know, I'm always in. I'm always in. Family time is family time, and it's important.
I will go, but Balnor, I would ask that you put on something other than just a vest.
That's true. There's certain parts of you that are not so apely.
Interesting. Is there anything specific that you had a problem with, or?
I'm saying you're furry all over, except for your genitals.
Okay.
That is too crass.
I wish you had told me this a year ago. Now I feel weird.
We felt self-conscious about after you had just become a Kong.
Right.
But I think, you know, enough time has passed for us to let you know that it's very uncomfortable.
I just assumed that I wouldn't wear pants, but I didn't realize this whole time.
Yeah, no, I think it was about time we told you that your penis and testicles didn't have any hair, fur, and they're quite evident.
They're just halfling testicles. Yeah. And, okay. Yeah, no, I wasn't sure because it'd been a long time since we were there.
Yeah, we didn't bring it up. We didn't bring it up, and arguably should have, but we're talking about it now, which is nice. Thank you, Moonshine.
Apes generally have kind of, for as big as they are, they actually have pretty small penises, but... Mine is sort of normal size, so that must have been strange.
You know, it's nothing to do with the size. It really isn't. It's the fur. It's the fur that's
it's
jarring.
It's just that it's there. And then it's
the nude skin.
Okay, well, I'll keep the vest, of course, and then I'll put just a little pair of jean shorts. Does this work?
Yeah.
It
sounds like everybody wearing jorts, Hawaiian shirts, and like Santa hats or something is kind of like the vibe. It's like a tropical Christmas vibe.
Yeah, I'll take out my overall jorts.
That'll be a fun contrast with the snow,
Hard One's definitely wearing short shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
Great. So you guys get dressed up for the tropical island, and you head on to the SS Stormborn, fly off over the Sunrise Sea near Smuggler's Bounty.
I guess we probably ought to pregame, huh?
Oh, certainly.
All right, then I'll make us a pitcher of Pina Congladas. Just to get your appetite real well.
Now, what is in that again?
It is actually Prosecco and and a little bit of Aperol.
Perfect.
Oh, so no bananas?
No.
Okay.
Nor coconuts, nor pineapples.
Either way, just fill this solo cup to the absolute brim.
You see, you guys drink. After Balnor gets a little buzzed, he just keeps cornering everybody and just being like, so this whole time I've just been like a naked... Just like a dude. So like I would go to the store and people would think it was weird.
I mean, at the Crick, everyone's got a real open mind. So you actually haven't been bothering anyone.
Yeah. No, but we went to a lot of other places, though, is the thing.
Yeah. We don't know if it bothered anyone, but it definitely registered everywhere you went.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We can't say how anyone felt about it, but just
that's just something I'm going to have to live with.
Drink one of these. You might forget a little sooner.
He drinks it back. You guys see, as you approach near where like Smuggler's Bounty is, you approach the island, Congo Bongo Island. You see all across the trees, there are strings of lanterns that light up the island with a beautiful glow. You see big yellow bananas and juicy coconuts fill the trees. Donkey Kong Country is a city in the trees, interconnected tree houses with rope swings and rope bridges, bringing together the various buildings. And you do see that over the past year, it has gotten larger. It looks to have expanded more tree houses on the edge of town. And you see that Zards and Kongs have once again come together, but instead of it being this tenuous peace, you see everybody's like celebrating together. You see a bunch of lizards and Kongs out on the rope bridges and stuff, like outside of all the houses. And as your airship approaches, you recognize Diddy and Dixie Kong waving to you from below. You know that when Diddy Kong got the reincarnate spell, he turned into a Zard. So he looks like a little like crocodile. And you see they wave as the SS Stormborn comes by and they go, I've heard of family reunions, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
So Redonkulous still didn't catch on. Okay.
So you guys are able to land your ship.
Is Hard One able to land the ship?
Of course.
Hard One, go ahead and give me a flying check with proficiency.
Okay. No problem. With advantage, I imagine, because I've been practicing.
Just flat.
Okay. Yeah. Nope. I rolled a 2. Shout out to the two.
You once again crash land as Hard One just like leans over the side of the ship, waving.
Move.
Oh, it's our Donkey Kong. He's back. Oh, watch out, Hard One. Yes, you're getting too close to the trees. You're getting really
port,
low.
Port, starboard,
Hard One,
box.
Watch out. Watch out.
You see, out of the way.
The trees are way higher than you expected them to be. You were like waving too much as you were landing.
Oh, the sails, the paintwork.
Branches get caught in the sail. You crash land in the trees. The ship
Can I
stops.
Gust a couple apes to safety?
Yeah. Yeah, you fully crash through one of the homes, bust into a tree. Everybody's okay. Everybody just laughs. Huh, classic Hard One. I've heard of crash landings, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Redonkulous.
Diddy Kong and Dixie Kong run over to you guys as you guys exit the wreckage of the SS Stormborn that has just crashed in a tree here.
Damn it.
Dixie Kong grabs you guys and goes, come on, pals. It's almost time for the feast.
Let's go.
All right. Wait.
Of course.
All right.
Y'all cooked everything up? You didn't save a plate for me to make?
No, you're our guests. Did you bring any bananas?
I turned to Hard One and Moonshine. Did we bring any bananas?
No, you know, I should have.
Surely you brought some bananas. No. We got some,
let me look around the wreckage of the ship.
Don't look in the cupboards.
Everyone
just remember last time we came here, we like accidentally like took over. So somebody give him a fucking banana, okay?
Okay. Can I run into the ship to see if I can find any bananas? Yeah.
You can't find a banana in there. I swear to God.
Let me
do
just
not open
this
a cupboard.
Giant hole. There's a giant big hole
do not,
here. From
do
where
not
we
open
crashed.
The cupboard. All I'm asking.
If I cast a third level plant growth, can I make a banana in my hand?
Yes.
Okay, I do that.
Sweet.
Reach into my pocket, pretending like I remembered it, and then just like wiggle around, looking like I'm up to something, making a banana in my pocket. Oh, yeah, here it is. Well, just is a single banana.
Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Ridiculous.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Hey, guys, there were no bananas in the ship, but there was a couple of crew members down there, and they are really injured.
Huh.
Should we do something about that?
No, they should stick around because they're gonna have to retouch the paintwork and rehang the sails.
You see, Nerman comes out. Oh, we were on break. What happened, man?
Where were you on that landing?
Where was I?
You're supposed to reduce sail as we're getting closer.
I thought we were on holiday break. I didn't know we were going anywhere, man.
Just Hard One, crash foot. At it again.
But this is ridiculous. Nerman and the other crew members get to repairing the ship. Diddy and Dixie take the bananas from you guys and go, come on, it's almost the feast. Follow us.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I follow.
I jump in the nearest barrel.
Sweet.
I roll the barrel.
Whee!
I help Hard One roll the barrel, but make him think that he's doing it all himself.
Okay, that's a little hard. That's a little fast.
Careful, I'm very strong.
Beverly jumps in just a regular barrel and has to be rolled. It is instantly super disorienting. Beverly, to not vomit, go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Are there any fish carcasses floating around in there?
No.
There's a lot of banana peels, though. What is my con save? Oh, nice. that's going to be a 14.
Yeah, you hold it in. You get some dry heaves in there, but you're fine.
Arguably worse.
You guys enter the Great Hall of the Coconut Mother. It is a huge circular room. Torches line the wall, and there are large wooden banquet tables with lanterns and holiday decorations. You see in the center of the room, there is a pedestal with a glass case. It is currently empty, but there is a lever next to it, and you can assume that the crystal coconut will raise into the case when the lever is pulled. There's a table.
Moonshine's starting to worry that that lever is going to get pulled and either a bomb is going to go off or...
Now, Moonshine, they've turned over a new banana peel. This is a different era.
Can I wild shape into a bomb dog and start sniffing around?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. You see Moonshine turns into a really
fucking German Shepherd.
Yeah, like a really militaristic looking dog and just starts like sniffing everyone. You see the apes start just like whoop, 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 start getting like defensive. Moonshine, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Oh, since I'm a dog, can I do it with an advantage?
Yes. You're a bomb-sniffing dog.
Well, damn, that's another 22.
There you go.
Moonshine, the bomb-sniffing dog does not sniff any bombs here.
Okay, I come out of it and I say, it's all clear. Everyone have fun.
That was awesome.
Let's be dogs sometime.
You guys see there's a table with an enormous roasted banana. And nearby it, you see Donkey Kong speaking to King Karrule Karaoke, as well as several other Zards and Kongs. Everyone is laughing and drinking and having a good time. You see Donkey Kong slaps King Karrule on the back as he swigs a banana stout, then eyes you and walks over, and he goes, "Oh, hey, little buddies. It's been a long time."
"Yeah, too long. How's it going, buddy?"
"Hard one. Why don't you just keep your distance?
I'm trying to make amends. I'm just saying, hey."
Happy Cocoa Night.
"That, and happy Cocoa Night to all of you, especially you, Balnor Kong." And Balnor goes, "Yeah, no. Yeah, of course. Yeah. This didn't ruin my life or anything. No, this is great. It's good."
"Tell him about being incinerated. That was fun."
"Yeah." You see, Donkey Kong nods and he goes, "I remember last Thanksgiving. But since then, we've had a year of peace. And tonight, on Cocoa Night, we say goodbye to this year with one night of winter and ask the Coconut Mother that we may have another year of summer. But this is ridiculous.
It sounds like a great time. What should we look forward to in this celebration? Any customs that we might, any carols we might want to know the lyrics to, or any customs we don't want to be sort of caught off guard by?
Right. I hate to be caught flat-footed on a custom.
Everyone's passing around like a coconut pinata. I don't want to try to eat it, you know?
Right. How do we fit in?
Don't like start a fight with me in front of everyone and make me look weak and
I feel like I'm being
take over
I'm being targeted.
My society and then let it all crumble within minutes of your rule.
So this is still about hard one.
So mostly that.
Okay.
And that could be any of us. All right, we'll all try to not do that.
Papa, are you writing this down?
Yeah, Papa, I'll get this down in writing.
Where you been, Papa?
You've been so quiet. Papa,
Papa.
Did you eat all the bananas on the boat, Papa?
Papa gets out of Moonshine's bib, and you get the sense that he's just been sleeping this whole time. He just looks around, baffled.
I'm so sorry, Papa. I thought that you were at your friend's place, but then you were in my bib. And
Moonshine, since he is your familiar, you speak possum. You know what he's thinking. And he fully does not remember the Donkey Kong Thanksgiving Day adventure. And he's just baffled. He has no idea where you are.
All right, Papa, I'm going to let you know I was there and I'm still baffled. Okay, so if you're confused, you're doing it right.
Yeah, so Papa looks confused and Donkey Kong goes, "No, we do a few speeches, and then we bring out the crystal coconut, and then we have the Cocoa Night, which is one night of winter, and then we have all kinds of fun dances and everything, but you could just come along and join with us. We have a feast, and then there's dancing, and it's just a night of fun."
If you need a Cocoa Night with a K to sort of inaugurate the festivities, I know a little knight that would probably do a pretty good job, and I nudge Beverly forward.
Oh, yeah. If you have like a festive garb I could put on and I could like do a high kick for the crowd, maybe something like that.
You see Donkey Kong looks
absolutely
baffled.
Don't you need a teenager to come out and do a high kick?
Do you want me to reenact the Coco Nutcracker for you?
Yeah, is there a stage? Just let me know where to wheel this barrel onto and he can have at it.
If you want to do a little dance right before the crystal coconut comes out, I can't say no. Yeah.
Wow.
Personally partial to you just coming out and doing
one high kick.
You think that'd be great? You think that everyone would really like that? Wow, you're smiling so wide. I can see all your big teeth. You must think it's a great idea. All right, I'll go get changed.
We owe you everything. I can't say no. You see, it's just the most forced pain.
And why would you?
Yeah, I can't. You saved us.
Beverly Go gets on like a Russian Imperial Guard outfit with like a like spiky like furry hat and like furry boots. Wow. But all made of coconuts.
Damn, man, that's a lot of rouge on your cheeks.
And your nose.
And then does an hour-long silent performance of the Coco Nutcracker.
Go ahead, Beverly, and give me a performance check with disadvantage.
What?
You guys see Beverly?
What are you doing? I told you, you have a better chance just doing one high
just
kick.
One move.
Absolute silence, so it's so much foot shuffling. As Beverly speeds it up as he gets more nervous.
Moonshine, you got to go out there. He's dying out there.
Is this a performance check?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I got a 14 and an 18. My performance is plus 6. That is a dirty 20.
You see, after a while, people get into it. People are... It basically just like ruins the meal at first because everyone's just like uncomfortable. But then everyone's just like, yeah, this kid's got moves. And then you see a bunch of people start dancing on tables and stuff, joining in. Beverly really brings everybody together. You see that Donkey Kong is carving the banana. Then you see a bunch of Zards and Kongs, like servants and stuff, like caterers, start bringing out dishes of different banana dishes. You see a caterer comes by and fills your mugs with banana wine and nanner beer.
Whoa.
Hear there is a string quartet of Kongs playing the Donkey Kong theme. Da-na-na. Na 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 na.
Sounds like they could use a woodblock.
Get up there. Beverly had so much success. Why don't you get up there, Hard One?
Well, geez. Yeah, twist my arm. Hard One's already on the stage as he says that.
Hard One, go ahead and give me a performance check.
Hard One, the key is to make no noise whatsoever.
That is another dirty 20.
Whoa. You guys see everybody starts clapping along with Hard One on the beat of the Donkey Kong theme song as they all play.
Awesome.
Can I use Create Food and Water to make a big plate of steamed beetles for all the Zards? Because I feel like they're neglected in the cuisine.
Ooh, yeah. You make a big steamed platter of beetles. You see it is much
appreciated.
Who doesn't
want a steamed beetle?
By the Zards.
I'll try. I'll get in on that.
Yeah.
I'm a curious foodie.
I raise a stinky beetle and I say, Tzinky, the hero of the defeat of Funky Kong.
Oh, I'm just a little Zod. We don't need to do a whole toast to me.
We can and we will, Zinky. We owe you our lives.
Who can forget the classic character Zinky from last year's Thanksgiving special?
Oh, I whispered to Papa that that's what it was a reference to. I was confused too. I was confused.
Where?
I don't recall either.
He looks at Balnor confused. You think maybe this Papa was ripped from a different timeline and isn't the wrong? He's just fully in the wrong episode.
I looked at my overall bib just to make sure there's not like a planar.
There seems to be a portal. He is covered in astral goo.
Rare. I knew when is these Paw overalls Paw? Were expensive. I thought I was paying for the craftsmanship.
Wow. So you guys see after a little bit, Hard One sits back down and somebody clinks their glass. You see that Donkey Kong stands up at the table, and he goes, I am the leader of the bunch, and you know me well. I'm finally back to kick some tail. My coconut gun can fire in spurts. If I shoot ya, it's gonna hurt.
He has a gun! He has a gun!
I knew it! I turned into a bomb dog again.
Vincenzo into a bomb dog begins smelling.
Oh, that's just part of the song. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
We're good.
Sorry.
Okay, Donkey Kong continues his speech. I'm bigger, faster, and stronger too. I'm the first member of the DK crew.
Hear, hear.
But the second member is all of you. Wow. You hear light applause, and he goes, and because of that, it is our tradition on Coco Night that the great long speech before the Crystal Coconuts reveal is given by one of our esteemed guests. And you see he gestures over to your table. Everyone go ahead and give me a luck check.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The great long speech?
I got a
10. I got a 5.
I got a 12.
And he goes, although he defeated me last year and humiliated me and brought us near ruin, they did save us. And so I feel like I owe it to my former fellow Donkey Kong, Hard One Surefoot. Would you speak for all of us in a 2-minute long uninterrupted speech? And you hear light clapping.
Moonshine claps really, really fucking loud.
Woo. Bev tries to do that whistle thing, but it just sounds really wet.
First, I thought that it was good that I got a 5. I forgot that the luck check is the lowest one, huh? Okay. Hard One sits at the table until like 5 seconds after the applause has died down. Utter silence. Then I walk up there with my footsteps echoing throughout the hall. From one slam poet to another, that was an excellent welcome speech, and I thank you for that, Donkey Kong.
Thank you.
A tradition like no other, sister to sister and brother to brother. The Coco Night is a night that is right, and it's out of sight, because you're all right. I already said that. Hold on. Sorry, I got into a boat accident earlier today.
You hear an echoing cough in the back as the SS Stormborn shifts above and breaks through the ceiling.
Beverly, dance. Dance, Beverly.
Can I use like Gust to make some ambient white noise just so the silence isn't so suffocating?
For a brief moment, there's just the tapping of Beverly's feet on the ground as Hard One hymns and haws and the creaks of the broken SS Stormborn above in the roof. And eventually, because of Moonshine's spell, you hear a little bit of talk and you get a little bit of applause based on Beverly, and you see Donkey Kong just sort of nods for you to get off the stage.
I bow deeply, and if anybody wants, my friend over there can turn into a dog, so come by our table, let me know.
I wave as a dog.
You see several Zards and Kongs look interested.
Hard One sits back down and breathes really deeply. Oh. Oh my God.
You did okay?
No, man. It was all right. Bummed.
I'm going to say that motherfucker put you on the spot. Because you know what? He had a little piece of scripture he read, but he just called you right up there and he asked you to just come up with rhymes out your crack. And that's too much to ask of a person.
You know what? I beat him the first time and he beat the shit out of me just now. Tell you what.
After a few minutes everyone goes back to like kind of polite chatter and eating their dinner, Hard One, you notice a lot of looks over towards you of just pure pity from the different Zards and Kongs.
I raise my glass to them.
They avoid eye contact.
Cheers.
And you see finally Donkey Kong gets up and he goes, finally, it is almost midnight, and that means it is time to reveal the Crystal Coconut and bring about the Coco Night. You hear, once again, the string quartet begins playing the Donkey Kong theme again. Da-na-na, na-na-na-na. You see Donkey Kong goes over and pulls the lever, and you see a beam of white light shoots up through the pedestal. and hits a crystal chandelier on the ceiling, creating a cascading light effect on the whole room. You see, the light settles as the object enters the glass case, but you see that it is not the crystal coconut.
Huh?
It is Donkey Kong's severed head. You hear the string quartet begins playing the Funky's Flight theme. One of the servants suddenly brandishes a dagger and savagely murders Diddy Kong right in front of you.
No, not again!
Arrows fly from Zard archers at the door as several Kong guards take swords to their former brethren.
It's happening again.
Fools.
You see, after the initial wave of death, there is a standoff as the few remaining Kongs, Zards, and you are surrounded in the center of the room. You see the ape you thought to be Donkey Kong puts on a pair of shades.
No.
Ah, it's good to see you again. Diddy and Dixie weren't the only ones you reincarnated last time when you did that mass resurrection on the island. And I pretty much look just like Donkey Kong, except I wear clothes sometimes. Now, Funky's back to take what's his.
Ugh. Okay, I whisper to Papa, this is Funky Kong. He was the bad guy last time.
You see?
I knew Donkey wouldn't have held a grudge.
You see, he continues, and he goes,
King K. Rool had the seed of a good idea when he created the tropical freeze, the long cocoa night, an ice age where he could control the supply of bananas. But K. Rool was a fool. He stayed to rule over the Frost Barrens. But I won't make the same mistake. No, I will freeze Congo Bongo Island using the power of the crystal coconut to turn the bananas into frosty iced banana sculptures that can never thaw. Oh. Can you imagine the quick returns I could make on a novelty product like that? I'll be rich, living in a mansion in Gladeholm while your dead bodies freeze here in Donkey Kong Country.
Just need anyone who's just listening, anyone who can't see Funky Kong right now, please know that he has been waggling a hang loose sign during this entire speech.
Hang loose.
There was nothing loose about that.
Funky.
The perfectly formulated plan.
It
was precise.
Funky presents a staff with a crystal coconut atop it. He is the Archmagi Funky Kong. You see, it swirls with arcane power, creating an aura around him. And he goes, who can stop an age of funkiness? Funky Kong. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, boy. That's a 3.
That is going to be a 20 fucking 2 again.
I got an 8.
Moonshine, you act first. After this initial wave of death, you see many of the Kongs are dead. The only, you see Cranky Kong was brutally murdered. You see Diddy Kong was brutally murdered. Donkey Kong's severed head is in the glass case, has presumably been dead a long time. You see Dixie Kong did survive, was able to use her ponytail to grab a knife and disarm one of the bad guys.
Of course.
Looks like you've got enough Kongs and Zards on your side that what you mainly have to deal with is Funky Kong. Moonshine, that is your turn.
If I do a mass cure wounds, is that going to bring up a bunch of Kongs?
No.
All right, then I think I'm going to turn into a purple worm. Yeah, I'm going to use a 9th level shape change to turn into a purple worm.
Cool.
Oh my god. You guys see just instantly filling the Coconut Mother Great Hall. Moonshine turns into a purple worm. You see half.
You know what? You know what always gets the better of a rat? A worm.
Is that a saying?
What is wrong with that German shepherd?
What? Is that true?
Yeah, down at the creek, we got real nasty worms.
You see, Moonshine turns into such a giant worm that the hall completely breaks. Half the Zards and Kongs just fall out. After Moonshine, that is Funky Kong's turn. Funky Kong is going to go ahead and cast a Funky Dispel Magic on Moonshine's shape change.
Okay.
Moonshine, it is a 9th level spell, so it's a DC 19. Funky Kong with the crystal coconut has a plus 10 to intelligence.
That's 19.
Funky Kong turns Moonshine back into Moonshine.
Can I counterspell?
Yeah, you can counterspell. Wow. What level counterspell are you going
to
use?
Ooh, it doesn't do me. I don't have any 9th level spells. So I would have to roll for it. But Dispel Magic is only 13. Oh, actually I can just use a dispel magic is only level 3, so okay. Counterspell would dispel it.
Okay, so you cast Counterspell?
Yeah.
Funky Kong is going to cast Counterspell on your Counterspell. They're both level 3 spells. It goes through.
His magic is just too funky, Moonshine.
You see Moonshine, like Titan, who has just defended the Earth, goes up and goes toe-to-toe, just high-level wizard battle with Funky Kong. Funky Kong dispels her purple worm form. Moonshine, you go back to being Moonshine.
Well.
That is Hard
you
One's
monster.
Turn.
Okay. Hard One is going to say... You know, if you're really trying to let us hang loose at this party, you should have let my friend be a worm.
You tell him, Hard One.
And it was not cool if you were always planning to kill us to torture me by making me give a speech. Really.
You're as eloquent as ever, Hard One.
Watch this. I'm going to roll. Okay, so I'm going to take my attacks. I'm going to -5 on my attack roll to add 10 to the damage.
Okay.
With Great Weapons Master.
Great.
And I can do that every time, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to attack recklessly.
Okay.
So that's a dirty 20 on the first?
Dirty 20 does not hit.
Wow.
You see coconut magic blocks and slows the Queen's Hammer as it gets close to him.
Sorry, okay. I'm the strongest being that's ever been.
You know what? I feel like we all fought a god together. I really should not die facing Funky Kong. I'm going to swing again. I'm going to take all 3 attacks at once. That is a nat 20. So
okay.
That definitely
there we
hit.
Go.
Then that is a 26.
That hits.
And then that's another crit. So that was a 19.
Great.
That is 114 damage.
Jesus Christ. You go up and you hit Funky Kong. It is just two gods battling on Congo Bongo Island. You see instantly, this is Dragon Ball Z rules, just instantly destroys the hall. You see everybody scattered except for you guys and Funky Kong. You see he bangs the staff against one of the trees. You see it freezes, and you see Congo Bongo Island freezes, snow falling all around you, eerie quiet as you battle Funky Kong in the air.
Let my friend be a worm.
I can't anymore. I don't have any more 9th level spells.
No!
The worm dream is fucking dead.
I had like a huge bomb turns. Thing that I could have done to like kill most of you, so that was actually a huge waste of my turn.
Well, you wasted mine too, bitch.
At the end of Hard One's turn, Funky Kong is going to go ahead and use a funky action to use the Crystal Coconut Staff to crack Moonshine with it.
Wow.
20 to hit Moonshine.
That hits.
Moonshine, you are hit for 36 damage.
Jeez.
That is Balnor Kong's turn. Balnor now has Balnor Kong stats, no longer as a halfling, charges forward.
Now you got me mad. I'm the silverback here. I'm the silverback.
There you
ooh,
go.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
focus on the heat, Balnor. Focus on the void. Focus on what you saw when you died.
Balnor, stop.
Yeah, think about the incineration.
Balnor gets frazzled and misses the first attack.
Don't focus that hard.
Misses the second attack. Ah. Ooh, but crits on a bite attack.
Yes.
You see him just latch onto Funky Kong's neck and bite so hard. It looks so fucking savage. Balnor does 50 damage with a bite attack. At the end of Balnor's turn.
Rip off his jorts.
Funky Kong is going to go ahead and once again use the magic staff on Moonshine.
Have at it.
Funky Kong crits. You see beams of white light coming off the Crystal Coconut Staff as the Necromancer Funky Kong spins it around and blasts Moonshine with an arcane blast. 65 damage from the crit.
Okay.
Yikes.
That is Bev's turn.
Can we say that I had Jaw Jaw summoned before this? I think Jaw Jaw would want to come to the party.
Sure.
Ah, there you are. I hope you didn't eat too many bananas.
Nope.
Okay, you're clearly lying, but we got work to do. All right, so first, I am going to enter my Elder Champion state as my action.
Whoa.
I power up, and you see my hair transforms into a long, upright quaff of bananas as if I'm a Super Saiyan made of bananas.
Look at that flow.
A Super Bananian. I didn't know.
You will know that and more. Yeah, and as a bonus action, I will cast Destructive Wave on Funky Kong.
Oh, shit. That's a bonus action spell?
Surf that.
I can cast a Paladin spell as a bonus action when I activate my Elder Champion stage.
Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of save does he make?
It's going to be a Constitution saving throw.
22 to save.
Okay. He's still going to take, I believe, half of this damage. Let's see. So he just takes 15 damage.
Okay.
15 banana damage.
This is the power of Pelor.
Believe it. Cool. Jaja is also going to take a banana breath attack.
Okay. 21 constitution save.
Okay. It passes. That's going to be another 8 damage to Funky Kong.
Halved or 8?
That's, yeah,
flat.
Total. I halved it.
At the end of Beverly's turn, going to take another coconut staff attack on Moonshine. That is a 22 to hit.
It hits.
Moonshine, you take 34 damage from the magic staff.
Okay.
Moonshine, that is your turn.
I will cast heal on myself.
Okay. And how much is that for?
I guess I'll just do it at, sixth level. I mean, sixth level, pardon me.
Okay. Moonshine, you hold up your hands. You cast heal on yourself and regain some HP. Once again, that is Funky Kong's turn. You see Funky Kong slams the staff. You guys are all like floating in the air. You're all so powerful. Just slams the staff down. You see just like an echo of power through the air. This is an arcane cataclysm. Everybody go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
Shout out to the two crew.
I think I'm going to use an indomitable and reroll that saving throw.
Okay.
And I shouldn't have. That was a waste.
I got 15.
Everybody fails. Everybody takes 75 force damage, including Balnor Kong. Rush of power as you guys are all knocked back, just like thrown like 50 feet back into some trees. That is Hard One's turn.
You think you're funky, but two people can be funky.
There's only one Funky Kong. Only one person can have my genius. I'm taking my crystal banana idea global.
Oh, God, you're some kind of weird influencer marketing guy, aren't you?
See, he's wearing so many bracelets.
I also wear bracelets. Hard One's going to unbutton one button on his Hawaiian shirt and put on a pair of sunglasses and be like, I think I can really help you scale here.
Whoa, who are you, man?
Your worst nightmare. And I'm going to attack him. I'm going to do the same exact thing. Minus 5 to plus 10 and attack recklessly.
Cool.
That is a 25.
Going to go ahead and cast shield. That misses.
Mm.
Okay. Does a 27 hit?
27 just hits, yeah.
22 does not hit. And a 26, does that hit?
No.
Damn. So I hit him once. I'm going to action surge.
Just so much aura of power as Hard One flies forward, just swinging the hammer, but Funky Kong is unnaturally fast.
So this is the power of the crystal coconut. Impossible.
This is the power of funkiness.
I'm going to tilt my sunglasses back on my head a little bit because I think they were obscuring my vision. 25, that also doesn't hit,
this
does
is,
it?
This is, you don't know how to scale. You don't know anything.
Let me help you bring this to market. 27.
Hard One, don't be corrupted by his funk.
Another 27.
Hits.
Crit, you son of a bitch. Yes, there's a crit.
Great.
Which means I get to attack one once more. And a 23.
Misses.
All right, that is 139 damage.
Jesus Christ. At the end of your turn, Funky Kong is going to cast Funky Secrets as a funky action.
No.
And is going to pull Bevan close and go,
this dude doesn't know how to scale. Do you?
Go ahead.
I think maybe if I was properly motivated.
Go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw, Bev.
There we go. Wisdom save?
Yeah.
That's 18 plus 13. So that's what, 31?
Okay, yeah. Nice. You realize in this moment that Funky Kong does not know how to scale.
And does he realize that I do?
And Beverly, you realize that Hard One also doesn't know how to scale. And it's just two dudes with bracelets talking to each other and they don't know anything. Just like business in real life.
As he's trying to whisper secrets into my ear, I take one of the bananas from my hair and I plug it into his mouth and say, scale this!
Balnor Kong is up. He is going to take two fist attacks with the new 27 to hit. Hits on one of the fists. Misses on the second one. Misses on the third one. That is 11 damage. Bev, that is your turn.
Great. I'm just going to get up in there in the mix. My Holy Avenger transforms into a glistening banana blade. and I am going to go ahead and take some slashes at Funky Kong.
Sweet.
Ooh, there we go. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
Misses.
Oh, wait, actually, sorry. 19 plus 13. Fuck, that's 32 to hit.
Yes, that hits.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take the second attack. Okay. That is going to be 19 to hit on the second attack.
Misses.
Cool. I'll do my damage for the first attack. 21 damage on that attack. And then as my bonus action, can I revivify Diddy Kong?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a paladin spell. Yeah, you can revivify Diddy Kong.
I fling a banana. I fling a holy banana enchanted with the light of Pelor into Diddy Kong's mouth. And I say, arise and fight once more, brave ape.
I'll say, in the presence of the crystal coconut, you do not have to re-roll your death-saving throws. You see Diddy Kong is slumped over, having just been stabbed, and then suddenly just,
it's terrifying.
What did you see?
I was in hell. There was a guy.
Why?
You didn't see the crystal coconut mother? No, he kept talking about how we should go play Rocket League. It was terrifying.
Do you still have a connection to him? Can you bring him here?
Moonshine, you hear in your sword, Pendergreens goes,
hey, Moonshine, one of your friends was just here. We're thinking about getting into some two-player Rocket League. We're going to do some couch co-op, and I noticed you guys kind of brought him back there.
Don't send me back
I'm
there.
I'm so sorry about that. I'll go ahead and I'll kill him and send him back to you. How about that?
You mean Funky Kong, not Diddy, right, Moonshine?
Sure.
I rerolled for Jaja. He did not get his breath weapon back. But he'll go ahead and, you know what? He'll go ahead and bite Funky Kong.
Cool. I'm gonna kill you forever, you stupid turtle.
That's not how it works. I don't think. I don't know what spells you have. 18's gonna miss, right?
Yes.
That's okay, Jaja. Why don't you hit the buffet table?
I'm sorry. Everyone's really fast here. Gosh, you're all strong.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame, named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Moonshine, that is your turn.
Okay, I'm just going to go try to... I just want to go to Funky Kong and wrestle the staff away from him.
Shit, okay. You go up, like, there's just this super intense, like, arcane battle. Bev and Hard One have their, like, godly weapons and are striking at him. You just go up and grab the staff and he goes, "Hey, fucking give it back!" Go ahead and give me an athletics check against Funky Kong.
Okay, I got a 27.
Yeah.
Moonshine, you successfully pull the crystal coconut staff away from Funky Kong. Moonshine, you all at once, you hear a cacophony of Kong voices whispering to you. Go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw.
You can't handle it! You're not a powerful enough mage!
18 total.
18 does not pass.
All right, then I give myself a nat 20 and I crit.
Oh my god! Moonshine, you hold the crystal coconut staff. Its power overwhelms you at first, and then through all the voices, you suddenly hear the voice of Donkey Kong.
"Hey, little buddy, I'm in hell."
Wait, I thought you were revivified.
No, that was Diddy Kong. I'm Donkey Kong. I'm dead. You found my severed head in the case.
I'm so sorry. The lore is so muddy to me because I never played these video games as a kid.
Right.
Yeah. Metaphorically, of course. Right.
Yeah. If there were to be games about all of this, you have not played any of them, which is why only Beverly laughed when, when we were doing the DK rap.
I noticed Beverly seems a lot more tuned into this than me and Hard One.
Anyway.
Yeah, sorry, go on. So you're in hell. Yeah. You're in hell.
So I'm dead. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, Moonshine's drooling a lot. What's going on over there?
So, walk me through this staff. What does it do?
Okay. You have to search with inside yourself, Moonshine, and you need to use the power.
I love searching inside myself, you know what I mean? I wink.
I can't see anything. I'm just sort of a spirit.
I whisper into my sword, "Hey, will you wink at Donkey Kong and convey that for me, Pendergreens?"
Oh, hey, Donkey Kong, you haven't been by in a while.
Yeah, kind of on purpose.
Well, you know what? We had Diddy Kong was by in a while earlier. I figured we probably going to get some, like, three-player Mario Party. We could do one computer. We could put the computer on hard. We can pretend that's another friend if you want. We're thinking
this really, wow. Yes, to use the crystal coconut, Moonshine, you just have to look deep within yourself and decide, am I a Donkey Kong or am I a little buddy? And if your answer is true, then the coconut mother will give you strength.
All right. You know what? There's a time in my life when I would have felt bad saying this, but I don't feel like that right now. I'm a fucking Donkey Kong, bitch.
Moonshine turns into a purple worm. You see the crystal coconut glows, and you see Moonshine turns into a giant purple worm, and Funky Kong starts...
Can we say that the just to keep the crystal coconut staff away, can we say that it's like sticking out of the purple worm's ear like a little
It is an Q-tip? Earring. Yeah, it is. Just a coconut Q-tip. You see Funky Kong starts backing up, and he goes, whoa, what are you doing? We can make a lot of money here. What do you say we go into business together? I'm feeling a lot of synergy with all of us.
Looks like my friend here knows how to scale.
We can figure out how to monetize later.
And I'll let you decide, but would you say that object interaction to steal the thing is my whole turn?
No, I'd say you're allowed to take a turn.
All right, then I will fucking bite him and tail sting him. I just crit! I swear to God,
oh,
I just crit on my bite.
Yes, dude.
Bravo.
Okay, so that is 37 damage, and it must succeed a DC 19 dexterity saving throw or be swallowed. Let me know what it rolls.
Without the crystal coconut staff, that is just a 13. you guys see Funky Kong is swallowed whole by the purple worm.
Wait, whoa. No!
Please! Blinded, restrained, and takes 21 acid damage at the start of each of my turns. Okay.
is there any way for him to get out, or is he just slowly digested?
If I take 30 damage or more on a single turn from a creature inside of it, then I have to succeed a DC 21 okay. Constitution saving throw.
Okay, so the Funky Kong's death throws. So that was Moonshine's turn. Funky Kong is inside, and Funky Kong is going to... What the hell can Funky Kong do? Funky Kong is going to start doing arcane blasts from within the worm's belly. Gets 4 attacks, is going to hit all 4 times.
Oof.
Okay.
That is 60 damage to the worm, Moonshine. Okay. You guys just see beams of light. You see the purple worm goes translucent for a little bit. Nothing can stop my vision! I will expand! You see the purple worm is expanding.
Actually, I still get to do a constitution save, though.
Yes.
Before I regurgitate it.
Yes.
Okay, I rolled a 13 on the die. What does it have? It has a plus 11.
Moonshine manages to keep Funky down.
But you see that I, the purple worm, look really queasy. Oh, I really don't like the way this one tastes.
Did you have a bad banana earlier, Moonshine?
I'll say that you guys can do damage to Funky Kong and a Moonshine the purple worm if she opens her mouth and you shoot things in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Just so you know, I have a lot of hit points as a purple worm, so feel free to just damage me as well.
That is Hard One's turn. Moonshine opens her mouth. You see Funky Kong drowning in acid. Save me, please! Please!
Could I choose to regurgitate him just so that they can... Can I choose to fail my con save?
Yeah, you can choose to fail if you'd like.
Okay, so I'll choose to fail and just spit him back up.
You see Funky Kong emerges... nude and covered in acid. It has eaten away his sunglasses.
Oh. Is he skinless now? Is he furless now?
He just looks like Hard One.
See, Balnor, that's what you looked like.
Whoa.
Before you put the pants on.
Hard One, that's your turn.
First of all, I bow quickly to Moonshine. I thank you.
I'm a worm. I don't understand your human customs. Just kidding.
Did that worm just wink at me?
Rear, rear. Papa's just hands are up, just like, what's going on? Rear.
Papa's holding on to the Q-tip.
No, Papa, we don't know what's going on. Moonshine's a worm now. She's got a magic Q-tip. Funky Kong. Last time he was covered in shit. This time it's stomach acid.
I'm really mad because I spent 3 weeks explaining the plot of Donkey Kong to all of you around the campfire. Every night, I told you a tale about the stories of Donkey Kong and Congo Bongo Island, and I guess you weren't paying attention, so I don't know, I'm a little peeved.
I was paying attention. It's still a lot, even if you're listening.
That is fair. It's surprisingly dense.
All right, so without sunglasses or fur, this guy has no brand identity, and he doesn't deserve to live. Yeah. I'm going to attack him.
Yeah, his bracelets have melted away.
You don't even have
any
hardware.
Where's my blazer? My blazer!
Your blazer and your denim.
I'm going to shit out your blazer.
That is a nat 20. That is a nat 20. I have crit on him.
No!
I'm doing the minus 5 to plus 10. I miss on the second attack. Another crit. On the third, a dirty 20, that's going to miss. But I get an extra, that's a 19, that's going to miss. And I will action surge.
Oh shit, you get 2 now?
That is a third crit.
Good God.
A fourth crit.
Oh my God.
18, the extra dirty. All right, so that's 4. I only hit on 4 attacks.
Okay.
But they were all crits.
Yeah, you see, Moonshine vomits Funky Kong back onto the ground, sizzling,
voluntarily,
covered in stomach acid. Please, have mercy!
Just so everyone knows, I could have held him down, but I wanted to make sure y'all had fun on him.
No, yeah.
That is why I bowed to you. That is 156 damage.
Hard One, finish Funky Kong.
Yes!
It's not my place to kill you, but it's not... It's not the place of this worm here either. Moonshine, I bow a third time, and I say, how'd you like to kill him as a bomb-snipping dog?
I use my final wild shape to become a bomb-sniffing dog, and I sniff him. Particle by particle, I absorb him.
Oh, this is also how I would want to go, if it's any consolation.
Wait! No! It just takes a full 10 minutes as a Moonshine arcane
she
sniffs.
She smelled him to death.
Yeah, just sniffs him and just absorbs him, Dementor style, until Funky Kong is finally... gone. Funky Kong is finally defeated.
So I guess I'll turn to the people of this great nation and say, who usually wields this crystal staff?
You see, the few remaining survivors look around, and you see Diddy,
the newly... This place is yearly decimated on holidays.
You see the newly resurrected Diddy Kong goes, well... normally it would be DK, but his severed head is inside the case.
Wait a minute. Is there some way that we could use the power of the crystal coconut once more to revive DK?
Yeah, I'd put the crystal coconut staff just up the nostril of a severed head. Did it do anything?
It's not doing anything yet.
Maybe we all need to chant something or sway together.
Maybe Hard One can give another speech.
That was not cool, Moonshine. I was set up to
give
fail.
Give a speech, please. Only you can inspire the gods.
R1, I'm telling you, the crystal staff is speaking to me, and you hold the key to this.
I can't do it, not without a beat.
Pompon, get the wood block. Get the wood block. Or maybe you could rear box.
Nice. Okay. Yep. Every holiday, Funky got his way, but not this day. Not if we had our say. I don't think so. Now it's time to go.
Sweet.
Hard One does the worm for a second. Two can do the worm. Two can play at that game. It can't go wrong with Donkey Kong. Here's the staff, and let's all have a laugh.
You see just complete silence as Hard One does the worm to stunning silence. It's
just like, you just hear my breath.
The sounds of Hard One's chest hitting the wood floor, and just after a little bit, you see Papa spits up a little bit of his earlier dinner and stops beatboxing. And you see Diddy Kong goes, that was really great, but I thought you were going to, like, cast a spell. The crystal coconut could, like, multiply a spell, but whatever you just did...
Can I cast Raise Dead on the head?
Do you need the full body for Raise Dead?
Oh, you do.
Yeah. I can do maybe Reincarnation.
Great.
Yeah, someone but me, please.
Go ahead and roll the Reincarnate table for Donkey Kong.
It's a D100, right?
It's a D100. We'll say 51 through 100 is Kong, and 1 through 50 is Zard.
I cross my fingers for Zard.
Please.
37.
Hard, baby.
The light of the crystal coconuts fills this broken room. You see the ceiling has been completely destroyed. The ceiling has been completely destroyed.
Beatboxing.
You see, yeah, light fills this room, mostly broken down. The ship is, like, crashed right above it. You see that from the head of Donkey Kong, you see his nose elongates until it makes, like, the face of a croc. And you see he turns into a big, muscular Zard. And you see as the power of the crystal coconut magnifies, you see other victims of the attack begin to resurrect as well. And once again, all is well in Donkey Kong Country.
Wow. Nobody ever needs to die here because of your powerful gym. You just get to experience death. How fun. What a fun annual tradition. You all experience the terrible void of hell, and then you return to life.
Hey, Pendergreens is putting on a good show down there, okay? Let's not call it the terrible void of hell. Let's just call it the man cave of hell or whatever it is he's got.
I don't know. After you played five games of Rocket League, you really played them all.
Yeah, it's a little void like.
Donkey Kong just has a 1,000-yard stare, and he goes, he just never gets tired of playing Rocket League ever. He just says, should we play another game or should we get something to eat? And he says that after every game.
Well, he's nothing if not hospitable.
You see, the survivors all gather around you guys and Donkey Kong in the ruins of this great hall. And you see Donkey Kong goes, you've saved my people and thus completely humiliated me and once again made yourselves the leader. And people start playing the drums and surrounding you. And you see...
But this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. I humiliated myself. You heard me. We're all humiliated.
It was great, oh great leader.
No.
Hard one, don't be afraid of the throne, okay? You deserve it. I understand you have some sort of imposter syndrome in this situation, but you have, above all else, earned this station.
Not like this.
You see,
not like
this. You see, Donkey Kong approaches Hard One and goes, I challenge you for the rank of Donkey Kong.
You can have it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
You see, Diddy and Dixie go up to Bev and go, and we challenge you for the rank of Little Buddy.
You're on.
And Cranky goes up to Moonshine and goes, and you for their title of the Arch Wizard of the Kongs.
All right, fuck it. Yeah, let's wrestle.
Everybody go ahead and make athletics checks. First, we'll say Bev versus Diddy and Dixie.
Fuck, that's just a 9.
Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, you see Beverly is quickly... You see Dixie is able to whip her hair around Beverly's heel, knock him down. Oh. Beverly's green hat falls off, and you hear a hush amongst the crowd.
No, that's not fair.
I'm going to do something fucked up. I'm going to say that Dixie rolled a 5.
Oh, my God.
Bev, don't you worry. You are the little buddy, and I will make
sure. Oh, wait,
that.
But he still just got a 9 total.
Yeah.
Even with cheating, Dixie Kong wins.
Can I action search?
No. So you see Beverly loses the hat.
I'm sorry, Beverly.
There's a hush amongst the crowd.
No.
I don't know what happened.
You see Executioner Kong comes out with a giant sword.
Coconut Mother, save me.
They hold Beverly down. They go to swing the sword. And Balnor Kong...
I guess banishing smite on myself.
Yeah, you see Beverly disappears before he can go away.
I end up in hell with Pendergreens.
There you are.
Let's play Rocket League. Let's do it. Load it up.
It's the same game.
Let's load it up. I only have a Mad Catz controller for player 2. I hope that's okay.
It's so sticky, Pendergreens.
Yeah, well, you know, I spilled some Code Red on it. And then I spilled some Baja Blast. I put some Baja Blast on it, figuring I'd get some blue on there. That's kind of cleaning chemicals, if you will.
Why is there cat food stuck to it? Do you have a cat?
Do I have a cat? Do I have a cat? How do I get out of that?
You're taking a long time to answer this.
No. I've been eating garbage, Beverly. I'm not going to lie. I've been paying too much. I'm kind of a freegan now.
There's a pile of gold right over there. Why are you not paying for food?
It's a tough economy. You know, it's a mess.
All right, you keep talking. I'm kicking your ass in Rocket League. Let's do this.
Moonshine, go ahead and give me an athletics check against Cranky Kong. Actually, give me an Arcana check against Cranky Kong.
Okay, 16.
That's a tie. You guys see two beams of light. That's a roll off.
Okay. Okay, 14 plus 7.
That is a 21. That defeats Cranky Kong. You see Executioner Kong comes out, and Cranky Kong goes, I'll never yield. Kill me before what? I'm not the Archmage.
I grab his hand and I plane shift to hell.
Whoa.
Moonshine and Cranky Kong suddenly appear on the couch.
I'm Cranky sorry, Kong goes, Cranky Kong. No one deserves that.
Hey, Pintergreens, do you have another controller?
Yeah, you know what? I got some old Nintendo 64 controllers, but controller 2 through 4 are Mad Cats. I hope that's okay.
I just feel like you could have bought at least one other normal controller.
You know, Beverly, the economy is the problem. It's really the problem.
Aren't you in charge of the economy?
Am I? No, it's a question that everybody has.
Pendergreens goes and he puts in Mario Party as Pendergreens, Cranky Kong, Moonshine sit around and play N64.
All right, I'll call Yoshi.
I probably should have stuck around for Hard One, but, you know.
Hard One?
Don't worry, I'll find a way to hell.
I just saw an executioner coming at Cranky Kong, and I just had to get him out of there.
Go ahead and give me. You get the sense that you could yield, and these people are deciding not to yield. Hard One, go ahead and give me an athletics check.
Gladly. Shout out to the two crew, but I am going to use a luck point.
Okay. Donkey Kong got a 19.
Okay.
Honestly, this is good because there's only 4 N64 controllers, so if Hard One came, it would really mess up the rotation.
I got a 28.
Yeah!
Hard One, you once again, since last Thanksgiving, you once again throw down Donkey Kong. You pin him. There's a cheer in the crowd as they rip the tie from his neck, put it around you. This is DK. And you hear a chant go up.
DK! Donkey Kong!
Donkey Kong is here.
They go into a chant. You see Donkey Kong does yield in shame and goes off to
damn
live
right.
The rest of his days in the forest.
You can go to hell if you want. I got some friends playing Mario Party down there, but I'm going to sit on this throne. I put on my sunglasses.
Hard One, you put on your sunglasses. You sit on the throne of Congo Bongo Island. Once again, the Donkey Kong. And that is where we'll end our session.
I don't deserve it.
Despite truly. Being defeated, a new Funky Kong rises.
Truly, truly so stupid.
Wow.
Thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Murph. Thank you.
Thank you,
Murph. It's a gift. Oh, it is a gift every year.
So stupid.
And every year, I still don't know the difference between Diddy Kong and Donkey Kong.
I know less. I know less after having played twice. I know less about Donkey Kong than I did before.
No, it makes
sense.
I'm
going to do a lecture for all of you. It's going to be great.
You know, a lot of people asked for a sequel. I think we have stretched this about as far as it can go. So this is officially...
Disagree. I sobbed laughing when Hard One was making both of his speeches. We'll be back, friends. We'll be back.
It's my nightmare to do that again.
The next one is just a business conference with Hard One trying to get resources so he can rebuild Congo Bongo Island.
And that's
Hard
our
One
flywheel.
Has to prove that he can scale.
Oh my god. Sweet. Thank you all so much for listening. You can listen to our short rest over on patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
Who are we?
Does anybody have anything they'd like to plug?
Ooh, I think we have some new merch that's dropped in the store.
This is true.
Yeah. It's a cool hoodie from Callum, a Thornkirk hoodie, along with a two crew beanie that's coming in 2 colorways and with and without pom-pom options.
Ooh.
So yeah, check them out.
You could buy one with a pom-pom and then cut the pom-pom off, and that's just a little friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You could buy with and have without. Have it your way.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, head on over to shop.nadpod.com to check
correct.
Out our new merch. Next week, we're going to be doing something for the Patreon, but in the main feed, we're going to be doing another feed drop of the second episode of Zach's Rotating Heroes podcast featuring Emily Axford, Siobhan Thompson, and Mike Trapp.
Awesome. I like those people.
Yeah, they're great. check them out.
It's very fun.
You can check out Zach's Patreon as well if you'd like access to the episodes early, patreon.com/rotatingheroespod. But in the meantime, you can follow us all on Twitter at chmurph is me, at Caldy's Caldwell, at Axford's Emily, and at Jkurwitz is Jake. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are the nation.
Hey, hey, it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Julia Walsh, Brad D., Jeffrey S., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, Matt M., scribes hired by Beverly to spread the gospel of Donkey Kong Country. At first, they were eager to help his cause, but after the fifth hour of Bev explaining the Kong family tree, they are actually beginning to regret it. Jordan DJ, Cutter W., Jibe G., Zolo Dolo, and Dylan B., Diddy Kong's even littler buddies. Each of them is a small primate who wears a single item of clothing. For example, Jibe G is a spider monkey who wears a tiny red belt. They were busy plotting revenge for Diddy but got trapped under a large banana. Oh well. Schubert the Mushroom, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Andrew M., Beardman Dan, and Scott D. The Zard Ensemble for Beverly's production of the Coco Nutcracker. Wow. Unfortunately, the production was canceled after all five Zards attempted to do a pirouette and simultaneously whacked each other in the head with their tails. Oops. Danny P., Elena C., Michael McD., the head mixologist of the Blue Mana Inn, and Victor T., Balnor's boy, programmers working on the Balnor Kong video game. It is an action-adventure game where you play as a depressed ape man in search of a pair of pants. Naughty Dog will be publishing, and HBO has already purchased a 3-season live-action adaptation. Wow, sounds gritty. Andrew B., Justin I., TJM, the Gnome Barbarian, Elena M., Treylay the Cray Fay, and Jared E. Banana... Oh, no. Oh, that's hard to say. Banana necromancers. Okay. Hired by the Band of Boobs to revive Funky Kong so that they can spend more time using their level 20 abilities. All right. Banana necromancers. Christopher B., Austin Bonesaw MR, Damiel R., cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, and Octolick. Kongs and Zards who have forsaken the Coconut Mother. Even worse, to worship Blue... Oh my god, to worship Purple Worm Moonshine instead, that's fair. They call her the Great Purple Banana Mommy. And just in case you were wondering, yes, they are 100% a cult. I would actually join. Gage M., Skokilla, Destin C., Richard X. Machina, Michael L., and Kelvin Noodles, flight attendants on Funky's flights. Their uniform includes a sick bandana necktie, a name tag with the Hang Loose sign, and a sweet pair of shades. Sergio Salazar, Solomon Zacharias de Sesuani, Tras the Traveler, Jory S., Dana G., Calum L., and Ryan. Pawpaw's agents and managers who are livid, actually livid, with how little screen time he got in this holiday special. Honestly, same. Jack L., Flawless Whale, Temporal, Sam L., Nicholas C., and Reese N.S., the publishing company that bought Hard Won Speeches, a leather-bound, gilt edged compendium of all of Hard Won's speeches. No one has bought a copy yet. Ouch. And even Hard Won declined a free copy. Okay. That hurts me to the core. Samuel B., Mike H., Matthew E., Colton B., Adam G., the Bohemian lore masters who live in a remote island and are keepers of all of the lore of Bohemia and who are also relieved that Murph went easy on their arching quills this year. Nice. Mateo C., Knee Badger, Panama James, Adrian the Halfling Bard, and John H.N., a council of Elder Kong sages who blame the boobs for disseminating their sacred utterance, but this is ridiculous. Ever since the boobs visited, novelty, but this is ridiculous shirts have been popping up in souvenir shops, and Moonshine has already bought a few. Dan, Nikki W., Drew Nasty, CC Lulu, Balnor's Kong family that asked him to come home for the holidays so much. They also Zoom Balnor once a week to ask if he is seeing anyone if he might like to meet one of their Kong friends' Kong kids. Oh, it's a setup, man. You should give it a shot. Jay, Barnes and Nader, Douglas A., and Michelle O., the Kongs who started a halfling step dancing troupe inspired by Beverly's graceful performance. Can't wait to see them live. Ritterin, Timmy R., Lucas B., Aaron S., and Kevin M., the Shape Changers Collective, who has argued that the Bohemian Standards and Protocols of Fair War needs to include an article that requires anyone who has cast the Shape Change spell to get at least a round of cool monster attacks before someone dispels it. Fair enough. Austin C., Hogfish's Above Average Hog. I love when I have to say that. Knee Orc, Stephen C., and KJ, Ruthless Kongs,
CEOs who create ape apps that track users to sell their data to banana companies. Sadly, without Funky Kong, it looks like they might not be able to scale. You absolutely need someone that can scale. I'm sorry to say it, but you do. Rahul N., Mike K., Maxwell C., and Nick L., the crew of the SS Stormborn, who are now stuck in a weird timeline where their captain is the new Donkey Kong. Hopefully they are cool with being paid in bananas, and at least there's a whole bunch of free porn on the ship. Karen T., Eckett Thor 666, Justin Raccoon, Nick W., and Michael C., the cabal of little buddies. These nasty little sidekicks will hunt Beverly to the end of Earth for escaping justice and vow to fill their baseball caps with his blood. Uh-oh. Esme M., Spartagnus, Nathan, Casimir the All-Knowing, and Big Bad Beardo the Mad. The Kong Council, who proposed that Congo Bongo Island should stop celebrating holidays, seeing as it always ends in everyone getting blown up. They were promptly blown up. That is fitting. Eric McD, Jack Mehoff, nice. Burley T, Axel A, Nero Claudius Caesar Augustus Germanicus, and Christian A, the creators and programmers of Balnor Kong Country, the worst selling game in the history of video games. After 2 days on the market with nary a sale, it was flagged for nudity and pulled from all stores. Wow, I would pay for a collector's edition of that thing. J Dragonborn, Jonathan O, the Sandrayan, Ben A, and Fel Donis. The previous five guests who were asked to give the two-minute-long uninterrupted Cocoa Night speech, each one was too humiliated to show their face on Congo Bongo Island ever again. Dave H., Catherine S., David K., Christian S., Keith K., Brittany B., music execs who heard Hard Won slam poetry with Pawpaw's beatboxing and instantly offered them a record deal. They were immediately fired by their bosses. Yeah, that is... that tracks, you know, it just does. Kyle H., Emilio D., Frankie Koala, Big Bad John, Aston S., and Blair the Bug Blair Barblarian, Hard Won's speech writers, who have actually, they wrote an incredibly eloquent and charming speech for Hard Won to deliver, but you know, Hard Won can't read, so he decided to wing it. Oh well, worked out, didn't it? Ponk Chop, Chanel M., Argent Alice, Minette F., and Pat L., marketing execs who have been hired to help Funky scale. Unfortunately, like many marketing execs, they actually have no idea what they're doing. They do have a bunch of chunky bracelets, though. So, you know, they have that going for them. Lauren H., Janina E., Maddie Y., the eldest Barry, and Ryan S., historians who have been tasked with helping Pawpaw understand the lore of DK's Island. Oddly, the more they explain, the less he gets it. The Bone Duster, Joshua H., Robert Crisp, Yidrazel, and Brentley C., Hard Won's new royal court of czars and monkeys. They are on board with a lot of Hard Won's changes, but can't get why he downgraded the speaker system to a speaking stone in a solo cup. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. Micah B., Carly Ann, Clark of the Thunderfucks, Jorge C., and Connor Savage, Pender Green's Rocket League coaches. I don't know why he needs a team of people to tell him to just mash the buttons harder, but, you know, that's Pender Green's money, so... who am I to say anything, all right? B. Chef, Russell H., Christopher J. O., Cole the Goldfish, Gremlin, Logan S., and Benjamin S. K., giant worm handlers who are absolute experts when it comes to taming... They were all just eaten. Wow, that happened so fast. Leviathan, Deme A., Biocourt 7, Remington CD, Mike R., and Everett P., Balnor Kong's tailors who are making him his first pair of pants. No one wanted to help him when he walked into the store because he wasn't wearing pants, but, you know, they all eventually realized that they were his only hope. Carson E., Sean K., Julia W., and Lindsay W., sunglass makers who were actually the first to know of Funky's evil plan when he showed up and he ordered a specialty pair of shades. So, thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the heads up. And thank you all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.